It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Dr. Greg Murphy, who represents the 3rd Congressional District of North Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. Hope you're doing well.
Well, and welcome to Congress.
That's right.
Did you ever dream you'd be a member of Congress?
No. You know, Tony, I've been a surgeon my entire life, and that's what I wanted to be growing up, but politics were never on my radar. Never.
So, why the move?
I got recruited to be in our state assembly about 6.5, 7 years ago, and I went in kicking, screaming a little bit, but our North Carolina political structure in the House and Senate didn't have a doctor, and our state representative resigned in the middle of his term, and so some folks came and asked me if I would run, and through some cajoling and needling and one way or the other, my wife and I thought about it, prayed about it, and we just took the step forward. So then that happened in the state, and then our congressman, who actually was a patient of mine, he sadly enough passed away, and the opportunity availed itself. So, boom, here I am 3.5 years later.
I have no idea how those doors will open for you.
That's
sometimes.
Right. That's right. Absolutely.
Speaking of doors, we'll talk about this in a moment, member of the Ways and Means Committee. But for those who don't know the district, what's your elevator pitch for the district?
I have first of all, it's just the greatest district in the country, and I know everybody else says that, but I have it. And why do I say that? Because I've got all of North Carolina's beaches. And so we have about 85% of North Carolina's coastline, you know, the Outer Banks, Cape Hatteras, those type of things. A lot of military influences in the district, but what we're here to talk about today is I have a huge agricultural presence. We have over 1.5 million, close to 1.5 million acres of cropland. We're the number 2 hog producers in the country. And agriculture is the number 1 business in North Carolina, and we're really the hub in eastern North Carolina. So it's a wonderful district. The people are absolutely fabulous. The beaches are great, and so I'm blessed to be able to represent really good people.
Nationwide, producers have been struggling with inflation. Are you seeing that back home?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you look at really from the field, if you were, the farm, to on the plate, look at all the different things that have happened. You know, if you talk about on the farms themselves, literally just planting their crops, tractors have gone up in expense just through the roof. Diesel fuel to run the tractors, to plant the crops has gone up. And then once the crops are in the ground, fertilizer to take care of them, that's gone through the roof. And then, you know, labor costs are going up, some mandated by the government, some otherwise not. And so getting the crops out of the field and then trucking them, you know, fuel prices have gone up there. And so you look at every step of the way, inflation has attacked what is the breadbasket of our country, really, I think, as the agricultural business. And we're really affected. And some of that can be passed on to consumer and some not. To the tune of, you know, many thousand farms collapsing and going out of business last year. So it's a really difficult time. Some folks on the other side of the street sometimes don't know quite where their food comes from. They think it comes from their grocery store shelf, but that's not where it comes from. It comes from, a lot of times, the family farm, and the family farm is hurting right now.
Quick question on the, mentioned you were on the Ways and Means Committee, and
yeah.
Some will wonder, well, that's not the Ag Committee.
Sure.
Is there an intersection there?
Yeah, there is. Ways and Means was the first committee actually established in Congress. President Lincoln established it during the Civil War to the ways and means to finance the government and actually the war. But what it's gone back to, and its 3 main areas are health care, taxes, which everybody pays and everybody needs health care, but trade. And agriculture has so much to do with trade. We trade so much of our, you know, chickens, our hogs, our corn, things like that overseas. And so it's a huge component to get countries like Taiwan or something to purchase our, you know, poultry, for example, or Japan, et cetera, other countries. So it has a huge trade component.
Know your time's limited here. I would imagine being a surgeon, you're on a tight schedule to begin with, but you become a congressman, and it's probably even crazier,
yeah,
the amount of time that you devote for other things. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for stepping up. Thanks for the work you do. Will you come back and see us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity.
Again, it's the Honorable Dr. Greg Murphy, who represents North Carolina in the House of Representatives And from Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.